Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 20 through 38. The last verse we read yesterday introduces us to another manifestation of God's grace and patience. Yet, you and your great mercy do not forsake them. Verse 19. I was struck by the expression yet. Many times, we complain about anything. In this chapter, Nehemiah mentions a series of sins that the people had committed over and over again. Yet, God had mercy on them. Also, the history of each of us, with our ups and downs, is hidden in this expression, yet. We are very different from each other, but we all, as Isaiah 53:6 says, all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. Our paths have been different, but patience, mercy, and love of God are the same for each of us, whatever our past. But by your great mercy, you did not completely destroy them or forsake them forever. By your many mercies, you did not consume them, nor did you cast them away forever. Because you are a God of grace and mercy, verse 31, not only does this expression yet hide the list of the sins of people and of each individual, but also the expression contains the mystery of redemption, referring to Jesus. The prophet Isaiah declares, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him. He was put him to grief when he makes himself an offering for sin. Isaiah 53:10. Yet the Father forsook his Son on the cross. But as we began, yet you and your great mercy did not forsake them, nor will you ever forsake me.